listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. It's Confirmed. Last week we left off on the King Hill updates. We come to you every week, same bat place, same bat time, giving you information on not only King Hill, but other children that are missing, deceased, victims, suspects, clues, whatever we have to bring to the table to either help bring justice or bring the child back home. Basically, I just follow up on where reputable sources such as Fox 29 News leaves off or either SP News Nuggets. So I just wanted to throw that out there at you. Giving you a little bit of the backstory, King Hill is a two-year-old that went missing last year, July, in the care of a babysitter that supposedly delivered him to his mom, but there was no confirmation that he actually made it there safe. There's been some controversy concerning this story about King Hill. First off, I left off with giving you more identifying information about King Hill and giving you his birth name and not just an alias that was publicized not only nationwide, but internationally. And his name is King Hill, aka King Mirandez. And he should be around 3 years old, three and a half at this point in time. His last known whereabouts are unknown. And anybody that has any information, feel free to share it. You can share it directly with me because sometimes as kids go missing or not missing, let's say, the story begins to fall off and no one seems to acknowledge it anymore. So we want to make sure that this child and every child gets the same amount of publicity that's out here and available. Where we left off is with the mother not revealing his birth name to authorities, nor on the Steve Wilkos show was King Mirandez ever identified as King Mirandez. He was identified as King Hill. Why would a mother leave out this important detail of her missing two-year-old at the time, according to FBI notifications? They did notify the mother that King Hill was deceased and they had confirmed that. But I'm kind of confused on the confirmation because I'm quite sure the FBI would not only confirm King Hill, but they would also address him by King Mirandez, being as though that's his birth name. So there's some open-ended questions into why would the mother not disclose King Hill's birth name, King Mirandez. It's a little confusing. And why wasn't the biological father, which I'm being told he is the biological father, I have no DNA proof of that, but I did hear this from a family member. Latasha is her name, or family associate of the family, stating that Joseph Bermudez was the biological father of King Hill, which Tasha was very vague in giving her true opinion on his whereabouts and if he was involved with anything concerning King Mirandez. Now, I don't know how many people actually know this or not, but usually when a child is born, and let's just say the father's not there to sign off on paternity, usually you have to go get a paper of acknowledgement, a document of acknowledgement stating that you acknowledge that this child is yours, and you have to get it notarized, bring it back, and they place you on the birth certificate as the birth father. For some strange reason, maybe Joseph Bermudez has an additional name, as in the Latino community, people will have the name Bermudez / Mirandez, or Joseph Mirandez / Bermudez, which I can't see Bermudez actually being his birth name if he's the father, because he would have to also have the prefix of Mirandez. So it's a little confusing on the difference in the name, and why wasn't this ever disclosed to not only law enforcement, but the people that have taken out an extreme amount of time out of their schedules to look for King Hill. So during this search, there were a lot of duplicates that resembled King Hill. And usually biracial children, either if they're Black mixed with white or they're Black mixed with Hispanic, they have a different skin tone than the average all-American Black American child. So there was a lot of mistaken identities of King Hill. I want to touch base on a couple of questions that people wanted to know. And one of the big questions is, why did the stepdad have King Hill when he had a biological child with Amber Hill? It wouldn't make sense to me either if you asked a person who had some type of common sense. You don't need book sense for that type of question. So the only thing that I would respond to that question is, first of all, there's been lengthy child abuse in the home with not only one child, but two children. Now, one child has autism. The other child is the average two-year-old that's, as anybody knows, and anybody has a two-year-old, two-year-olds are very, very active children on a normal basis. Nothing has to be wrong with this kid to say, oh, he's jumping around and bouncing off the walls. Usually the parents don't give them sugar. They figure, okay, that'll calm them down throughout the day, so we don't give them anything sweet to eat. That was not the case. King Hill was a normal two-year-old who was a tyrant, active, happy, ready to play. You got Denver, who is the biological child of the stepdad, who we still don't know if he would be considered a victim or a suspect. That's still up in the air. But I would answer that question by saying, if you have an 8-year-old, let's say 7 to 8-year-old child that has autism, you can lock that kid in a room. You can starve them. You can let them have feces and urine on them all day. And you can make them stay in that room because they're locked in that room all day long, versus a 2-year-old that is an active 2-year-old who's beating on the door saying, let me out of here. So what would happen? The mom would say, I can't handle this 2-year-old. I need some help. Hey, stepdad, can you come and pick this 2-year-old up and help me out here? Because I'm dealing with your child that has autism. So what happens? Stepdad comes and he picks the kid up, not knowing what's going on behind closed doors. But he takes this kid and he has to go to work on a daily basis. So he meets a young lady. He's a gym trainer. She's working out in the gym. Young lady looking to make a couple of extra bucks. Nothing wrong with finding a babysitter. There's tons of babysitters out here. Finds a babysitter, gets her to assist with helping him take care of another man and woman's child off of his expense, paying this young lady on a daily basis to give this kid, King Hill, a life of enjoyment versus being inside behind closed doors all day with no life, not going to the park, not living like a normal kid would live. So he figured, you know what? Instead of me keeping this kid in the gym with me, let him have a little bit of enjoyment with life. Let him go to the park. Let him go to the museum. Let him go have ice cream. Let him be like a normal kid. Meanwhile, stepdad doesn't know that his own child is being abused. But when does he find out about it? He finds out when King Hill goes missing. He finds out that he is a victim to the DHS system, which he's never been a part of ever in his life. Shockingly, of abuse. No knowledge of his. Why? People would have the question to ask, well, Dad, if you're a part of this kid's life, how could you not know your kid is being abused? How can you really tell that your child is being abused? Usually, children, normal children on a normal day, if somebody's doing something to them, they can physically say, Joanne hit me, Joanne kicked me, Joanne didn't feed me, Joanne wouldn't give me juice. But we're dealing with a kid that has autism, who is now a victim of the DHS system. So giving you an update on that as well. Dad does not have custody of his daughter. Dad did a DNA to find out that he is the biological father of his daughter. And Dad has been in a battle to regain full custody of his daughter to a living experience that should not have been allowed. The living experience is grandma actually lived in the household during the neglect and abuse of both children. And now daughter is placed in grandmother's custody. No background checks were ever done. As far as DHS is concerned, when a grandparent or family member acquires kinship of a child, they must pass a background check. How was that ever done? And this little girl is in the care of an abuser. And there's past, it could be past, current, drug manufacturing charges on the table. But you place, which is you, meaning DHS, place a child with her abuser. Because if you witness this abuse, you also are a participant of that abuse because you fail to report it. So moving fast forward on that, children should never be in the hands of an abuser. It's very harmful to their health to be with an abuser. Now, this station is about being honest, telling you the truth, and only going by what's in black and white. And sometimes that has to be verified. And on It's Confirmed, we verify everything. Now, when you put a victim at risk, you kind of wonder who's the blame for it. It's like putting a rape victim with a rapist, putting them in the same room with them. How does somebody allow that to happen? I know you got questions in your mind, like, why is she bringing that part up? Because it's a system that's broken. And this system is not making anybody exempt. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to anybody. It is for the protection of the children that this system was allegedly set up to protect them from being abused and keeping them from their abuser. So I wanted to touch base on the truth concerning abuse and how it's being handled. And this was the perfect true example of abuse and what goes on. And I wanted to touch a little bit on Tiana Parks, because a lot has happened, a lot has been said, there's been a lot of fake lies and fries, as someone calls it, going on and going around. And for the most part, I just want to say no one should ever feel threatened to come forward and tell the truth about anything or anybody that you and the person that's doing the threatening should be held legally accountable. It's never wise to take matters into your own hands. You must have confirmation of the threats that's being posted to you, and you must take action legally against the person that's threatening you. I'll give you an example. Me bringing out the information about King Mirandez, not King Hill, but King Mirandez, I was threatened by a young lady, Latasha Jones, who is a family friend, a baby's mother, whatever she may be to the Hill family. I was threatened by her for putting this information out. She will be held accountable legally for that. And I just want everyone to know you should never feel threatened to come out with the truth, because you could save someone from harm by just saying what you know and be honest and truthful about it. Now, going forward to the Tiana Parks charges, which I'll discuss with you momentarily, I wanted to also make you aware of a posting that was on a young lady's site. It's K-U-W-P-T. I believe it's Corrupt. Is that how it's pronounced? There was a posting about King Hill being missing and someone sending a message back and forth to this young lady asking her to publicize this information with the people, because she wanted someone to know that she had actually had text messages from Cody on the day that King was supposedly reported missing. And this is one of the text messages this young lady, and I do have a copy of this, which maybe can be used, and they can track it somehow to help out in this case. But one of the messages say, "This sugar honey iced tea," which, you know, that's the abbreviation, I'm not going to use the bad word, "is sickening and been on my mind a lot lately. This might be able to end the case, fill in some gaps. You can post the info, just no names. First off, I have proof that Cody said he had King on June 8th. Cody himself had King in his custody. Also, he was mad with Amber for ignoring his calls. Proof messages can't be faked. I have no reason or motive to lie." And then the individual posts another message that says, then he gets on live and says that Kiera is a liar. He never seen her or had a gun to intimidate her. Can you tell me the time and date of that so-called incident? Also, he lied about not being home in months. He was staying with his girlfriend. Lies. I have proof of messages on that. And another message says, his rat ASS blocked me to when I started opening people's eyes to the truth. The story changed so many times, and what's effing me up is the city is believing and feeling sorry for Amber, scamming everybody is a GoFundMe, lick people, do this all time. At this point, I just hope King is safe. Then there's another message that says, I can get the proof messages to what I am saying, but me and my folks and other people want to remain anonymous. Got warrants for tickets and don't want to get locked up during COVID. The only reason we haven't said anything yet is because we're afraid to come forward. So sis, you got to promise what I tell you came from an anonymous source. So this information is very crucial in a case like this, because you got the uncle saying, hey, I was away for months. I was nowhere. I wasn't around. Was he not around, or was he in Cherry Hill, New Jersey? They frequent to Jersey a lot. Is there family in New Jersey? No one knows. Has anybody investigated it? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. You know, I understand the Steve Wilkos show and, okay, we had nothing to do with his disappearance or his murder or his whatever. I do know when you take, and I'm no medical professional whatsoever, but I do know this much about interviewing people that are on psychotic meds, that they can pass a lie detector with flying colors. Let's just say that. So I'm going to move on from that and give you some food for thought so you can think about that as well. I want to go back to Tiana Park's charges and how they're going to move forward with her. What's still alive? What's dead? According to motions that have been filed, the possession instrument of crime with intent has been withdrawn. And that has been withdrawn by the lower court. Now, someone had a question in regards to the actual murder weapon, which I can't tell you that information because I didn't handle this investigation. But what I do know is, from handling thousands of cases myself, I do know that you must have a murder weapon if you're saying, you know, hey, this kid was murdered and we got proof and we got the knife. It has his blood on it. But I don't know. You would have to have some type of DNA confirmation from the doctor's office that would have King Hill's name on some type of lab work that was probably done. So how did they get confirmation of his DNA? If there was blood splatter, if there was saliva in the trunk of her car, maybe, okay, toothbrush, hair comb, t-shirt, dirty clothes, something of the sort. But it has to make sense. And it has to make sense to a jury that's going to convict this 26-year-old girl. Excuse me, she's not 26. She's 24, I believe. 24-year-old girl. It has to make sense to a jury. Everybody automatically wants to hold back information in regards to this case. Because like I said, Is there DNA of King Hill, or is it DNA of King Mirandez? If it is DNA of King Mirandez, then we have something to look forward to as far as someone being charged. Now, I've seen plenty of times where bodies have been thrown in the river, and guess what? The bodies float to the top. I've seen situations where people use knives to dispose of body parts. They're found, and there's confirmation of DNA on that particular weapon. So if someone would be tried for murder and the possession instrument of crime with intent has been withdrawn, it doesn't make sense if someone is being charged with murder, especially since we don't even know who we're actually looking for in this case. Is it King Hill or King Mirandez? If it's King Hill, King Hill may have been deceased a long time ago. You know, King Hill, King of the Hill, however Cousin said it from his interview last week. And it's something else that disturbs me, and I'm not sure if anybody else is paying attention to it, but everybody was anxious for December 2020. Oh, yeah, because the murderer is going to trial. Justice will be served. Now, if that is in fact the case, I am in agreement with this young lady being tried, Tiana Parks, being tried and held accountable for any wrongdoing or disappearance. But I can't see a young lady who cared so deeply for this child when the mother nor the biological father played a part in his well-being on a daily basis could be so concerned about filing charges of murder and saying, "You killed my baby," and there's no closure to this story. Guess what? The trial never happened. The trial was canceled. The trial commissioner canceled the trial. So the big trial we were waiting on never happened. Will it happen? Maybe. What's going on now at this point? From my understanding, motions are currently being filed on Tiana Parks' behalf to help prove her innocence. And like I said, if she's not innocent, then she has to suffer the consequences of any mischief that may have happened with King Hill, King Mirandez, because we're all seeking for closure to this story. Not only from like, you know, the detectives at hand, because they've already ruled out he's dead. Don't call any more people. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. That's been like the ongoing story. You call, he's dead. It's closed case. We got our suspect. But there's something a little disturbing about this whole case. Is one, the mother not revealing the true identity. Two, I don't care what kind of father you are, you find out your kid is missing, you at least come to the rescue to play superhero at least one day of an hour out of your extremely busy life. And it seems like the only true person that cared about this kid was the stepdad and Tiana Parks and her family, because anyone that knew her family could go on at one point the Facebook profile of her mother, and you could see these people had a natural love for all kids. It wasn't just King Hill, King Mirandez. They would have kids every day, all day, outside, at their grandmother's house, in the pool, playing, swimming, having a good time. So it's kind of hard to believe that Tiana Parks killed this kid, or maybe Tiana Parks' family had some role in killing this kid. It's just very hard to acknowledge that. Then you have the aunt, or she may be a cousin, Syreeta Hicks. You know, everybody considers her the redhead. Her hair was red at the time. That did a live video that basically said, "Listen, your kid was with us for a very long time. He was alive this whole entire time. But when we decide to give him back to you, all of a sudden, now he's missing." Somebody has to be an eye opener in this situation to say, something doesn't sound right. Accidents do happen, granted. But for sure, if an accident happened, I'm positively sure there would be some evidence of foul play versus the mother saying, "I never received my child." You got to give me more than that to make me a believer, especially with the ongoing history. There was a young lady that came forward and said that she owned a store in Delaware County, and she witnessed Amber Hill threatening King Hill one day in her store. True or false? Don't know if it actually happened, but she does have video coverage of them being in the store at that particular time. And she witnessed Amber say to King, "I should punch you in your face." So I don't know if it's true or false on those grounds of what people say, but I just find that her coming forward with that statement is very crucial about the well-being of, you know, the mental ability for not only King, but the mental stability for the other child that's now in DHS custody, which is also in a harmful situation. Because like I said, you can't place your victim with their rapist. It's inhumane to do so. I mean, and not only that, but there's been so many rules broken with this DHS system. You know, there's a confidentiality agreement that that agency has with keeping kids confidential statuses. And from what I heard today from Latasha Jones, who is Amber's co-constituent, family member, whoever she may be, I heard from her that Chelsea is the one who works for this CUA system, which is funded by Catholic Communities Services, who receives over billions of dollars in funding, but I won't go there, is releasing private data and government information to Latasha about individuals concerning this King Hill, Amber Hill, DHS case. Her first name is Chelsea, unknown of the last name right now, but she's releasing information to Latasha Jones about confidential conversations concerning this case, which to me is alarming. So, you know, those type of situations, people work in certain departments, they start running people's names and finding out their lives, and then they start to publicize it to people such as Latasha Jones, who starts to levy that over someone's head and make threats. And that is really alarming to me. But going back to the disappearance of King Hill, I want you all to weigh in on the factors and ask yourself this question. With you knowing King Hill's birth name has never been released to you, concerned individuals and also law enforcement, with his birth name not being revealed, what do you say to yourself today about all of this? What do you say to yourself when you donate money to a GoFundMe account and my kid, I know my kid's name because I gave my kid her name. So I set up a GoFundMe account with my kid's alias. The money is stuck in GoFundMe. So what do I do? How do I get this money out? Because I want to bury my child. I'm burying a child where I have no confirmation. I've never given up his birth name. And I have no significant proof of a body being found. Now, from my understanding, there were cadaver dogs that went out to the landfill as they got information that King's body was located in a landfill in Pennsylvania. Anybody who knows about cadaver dogs can smell 5 miles away at a time. All they need is a piece of clothing. Granted, it may have not been clothing, bones, teeth, Usually, if someone is incinerated, the bones, you still have little bone matter in the ash. People can usually identify bodies that are found in landfills because they find teeth. The cadaver dogs are able to locate the teeth of someone that has been disposed of in that manner. If the body was in the Delaware River, I really need you to think about this. If the body was in the Delaware River, if you look up how many bodies have rose to the top in the Delaware River of people that have murdered people and thought the body would sink, and we're going to go as far as putting their feet in concrete, letting it dry overnight, and tomorrow we're going to dump this body in the Delaware River. The body still floats to the top because you cannot have a dead body in cement overnight and believe that it will stay at the bottom of the ocean. There's no scientific proof that that will ever take place. The body will always float to the top. Bobby Shmurda was locked up in New York. They found a body that they charged him with. The body, the feet were in concrete when it was found. The young man, the deceased, his name was Peter. I'll give you his first name. You can look it up. Bobby Shmurda, they assume that he was a part of that murder. But there's not even the Italians that can put a body in concrete and let it sink within a week or two. That body has to sit for a very long time to make it solid. So long story short is you really need to ask yourself, if this body was never found, there's a GoFundMe set up. There's no blood splatter. There's no DNA proof because King Hill's medical records were never under King Hill. It was under King Mirandez. So if the local police or FBI, anybody else involved, never disclosed that to the public, I would say that would be very misleading. I can't even see them making such a mistake of, oh my goodness, we forgot to mention his last name as Mirandez. Huh, we got the wrong kid. Oh, we got to clarify this. There were several interviews given in regards to this young lady being charged with this murder of King Hill. King Mirandez was never mentioned. So local authorities need to really start opening their horizons to looking at this from a different angle. Was this baby mama drama, let's say? Am I mad at my baby's father because you're letting someone play house with my kid and I don't know about it? Could be the case. But who could tell? I mean, Tiana said she dropped the kid off. Tiana said that she spoke with the mom and everything was fine. And King, she knew King was with her. You got Microwave Frank, the rapper, who says that Tiana was taking King to see his mother. That was an interview given on SP News Nugget. That was an audio video recording, and he gave demonstration of 1, 2, 3 fingers. 1, 2, me and Tiana, 3's a crowd. And he tried to be very convincing of his non-role in knowing anybody or knowing anything. But he did mention Amber as Amber Rose, which everyone said, well, wow, if he mentioned Amber Rose, he must know her government name. He must know her. No, that's not the case. Maybe that was another stage name she went by because her name is Amber Ashley. So I'm not sure if he was just acting on impulse or he was just throwing it out there because, you know, he's rap famous. He's Microwave Frank. So he wanted to make his role clear and let people know that he played no part in King's disappearance, which I understand. And if Microwave Frank, you're out there and you're listening, I truly understand, because I wouldn't want to be falsely accused of anybody saying I had anything to do with, you know, a disappearance of a 2-year-old. But it is weird. And if you need to follow up, you can go back to SB News Nuggets on YouTube. You can follow her channel of the past interviews she's given, and you can hear some of the things that were said and mentioned. And you can use your own determination about the real disappearance of King Hill, also known as King Mirandez, on SB News Nuggets. I mean, she goes in depth on different topics when kids are missing. She gets down to the bottom. She was also asked not to mention King Hill anymore on her show. The mother was very adamant of SP News Nuggets not mentioning the disappearance of King Hill anymore. She wanted the story to end. Do not mention my son on your show anymore. If I have a missing 2-year-old, SP News Nuggets, listen, no offense, but you better tell your grandmother, your grandfather, your grandson, your father, your husband, your whole entire family. Put it out there. Let people know I'm looking for my baby. I want to find my baby to bring him home. You don't call in and make demands such as stop talking about my son. Because on It's Confirmed, we're going to talk about this kid until there's closure. We're going to bring new clues, new facts. We're going to unveil some of the things that were never unveiled before. And keep in mind, because our time is running out here, that the murder weapon has been withdrawn. You need a murder weapon in order to be charged with murder, unless you have the body as proof of evidence in the manner of which the child was murdered. So child, adult, it doesn't really matter. Next week, we'll follow up on any new clues on the King Hill case. We will also be following up on the murdered mother that was found dead in Philadelphia, Diana Bryce, and the missing boyfriend that is still missing, that the FBI is diligently looking for. We will share clues. We will help bring justice to the table, and we'll bring closure for the families. There are other people out here that have open cases and some closed cases. It's closed to law enforcement, but the parents, family members, loved ones, the public who have to hear these tragic stories, they are the ones that are left with no closure. You know, I got several emails that said, whatever happened to this case? Why was this case stopped being on the air? Why isn't anybody talking about the King Hill story? Maybe we don't need to address it as King Hill anymore. Maybe we need to address it as King Mirandez and the key players, victim, suspect. Maybe we need to write that down on a piece of paper and narrow down who could have played a role. One way to confirm the whereabouts of anybody, as you can see, a lady was raped in Macy's in Philadelphia. They backtracked the video footage and they tracked down this rapist who raped a woman in the woman's bathroom. It was very easy to locate this individual who committed this crime just by going to the footage and looking at it. So if Tiana Parks is guilty, there has to be, with all these cameras in the system floating around in the air that can see you 50 miles away, somebody should be able to log in and zoom in on the day of, the day before, and see what really happened with King Hill and who was he dropped off to, because that's going to be the compensating factor. You can go on KUWPT site. You can look at the items that was posted from this anonymous individual. I'm quite sure she still has it on her page. If not, if you send me a message, I will be able to float anything out to you that you may need. You can find me on Tommy Torres _ It's Confirmed on Instagram. And you can request copies of any documents that I am legally able to give you copies of. And I'll be willing to share that with you, because we only deal with actual confirmations. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining in on the show, listening in, spreading the word. I would like to thank Keisha for acknowledging that this show has been an eye-opener and she's beginning to look at this case a little bit different right now. Keisha, Monique, Angela, Paula, Jessica, Jennifer, there's a host of names, a host of people that have been contacting me about this being an eye-opener and they truly appreciate the update. So we think about, on a closing statement, the murder weapon being withdrawn, the trial being canceled, maybe to a new date, we don't know as of yet. But the key factor is the weapon that was used, the instrument that was used has been withdrawn. The GoFundMe has never been paid. The GoFundMe is for King Hill, not King Mirandez. How does this new information open your eyes and make you think, was this a baby mama drama situation or was this vengeance on the babysitter? There's been several lives out there that Amber Hill posted with her smirking and laughing about this young lady being incarcerated and trying to take her baby and just laughing about it. Like her life is a joke to her because she had no right to intervene with trying to get custody of King Hill because King Hill is in the custody of his mother. How dare you, Ms. Parks? With that being said, I'm going to end this conversation on a good note and food for thought. See you next week. Same bat place, same bat time, 6 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time. And I look forward to people listening in and hoping that you can help me provide justice for all, not just King Hill or King Mirandez, but anyone missing, any children missing, to help each other form unity, not in bad times, but in good times as well. And to all the naysayers who may have something derogatory to say about this show or any other show, I want to wish you the very best as well. And hopefully you will be a participant and we can move forward. And I'll see you next time.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.